You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
I mean, you'd be proud of me.
Proud of you how?
This weekend, I saw Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Underrated flick.
Phobe. Too long.
It was long.
You did phobe that.
I phobed it. It's too long.
We got to a certain point where I was like, all right, we know who the bad guy is. We know what we're going to do here. Let's get it done.
Brad Wesley.
It was Brad Wesley.
Yeah, and it's funny. Now, anytime I see anyone driving, zigzagging in the road, I just think about Brad Wesley.
And then I saw Point Break right after.
Nice.
So I was in a bit of a Patrick Swayze
mood.
Yeah.
Did you finish it off with the Ghost Trifecta?
I did not.
Oh, man.
It was already time to go. But I saw those two movies, and I thought of you guys, because I feel like everybody here has seen them and everybody loves them. And I was like, all right.
Now, do you feel enriched now that you've been exposed to this?
My wife came in and was like, why are you watching this? On two separate occasions to both of those movies. She's like, why are you watching Patrick Swayze movies? And I'm like, I don't know. The guys said they were good.
Huh. I do sort of think that, like, once... I should be more on top of this. Frankly, I don't watch enough content. And what? I look at I look at hours where I just sort of like, where did that hour go? And I delete TikTok from my phone because I need to get hours back. And I probably need to delete Instagram next to get hours of my life back.
You know what TikTok is good for? It's excellent for taking a dump.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. When I'm in there. Woo!
Yes. That's such a great call.
For me, it's like 9:45 and a show seems like too much commitment.
Mm-mm.
And so I'm lying down in bed, flick on the TikTok.
All of a sudden, it's 11:30.
Yeah, it's 11:30, and I've watched an hour and 45 minutes of TikTok.
That's why I limit my TikTok watching strictly to the bathroom.
To the John, yeah. That's a smart play.
But you're going to get hemorrhoids that way.
Not hemorrhoids. What I'm going to do is lose all feeling in my
life. Well, no, yeah, you get the numb legs, but you're going to, like, I think if you sit for, like, too long on the toilet, you could get hemorrhoids.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I've always been a slow dumper my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, because before...
Well, to explain that. Like, slow dumper is, though... It takes you a while to get started, or once you get started, it takes a long time to complete the task.
Column B.
Got it.
Like, when I sit down, the first initial, bah, 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 that's great. But then...
Tommy gun at the beginning.
Yeah, but then I have the feeling, you know, you got the feeling like, I'm not done here, but it's not, it's kind of
like
shy.
I'm like you.
So that's why I have to sit.
I hate that feeling.
So I've always, Billy, or as long as I can remember, back in the olden days, newspaper, Sports Illustrated, whatever, I'm reading, right?
Dangerous.
Now, there have been times when I didn't have reading material, and I literally, in a panic, had to grab, I swear to God, the toothpaste, the hand soap, and just read the label. I'll read the ingredients.
Ingredients.
Read where it's made.
Why?
Because I need to read something.
Huh.
I can't just sit there and dump. It's not enough. Like, I need something to distract me.
You need
me
to be stimulated.
I need to be distracted.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So TikTok now.
TikTok now. It's great for that. Yeah. It's awesome. Because
So you have the discipline, though, to not use it at other times of the day.
I tend to not, like, look, the algorithm for me has morphed into now, let me tell you something. There's this kid, I think he's really funny. He probably seen it on Instagram, but he goes like around Times Square and he interviews yes. people. And he asks them the question, and they answer in the most ridiculous, like, hey, who...
Who's the first president of the United States?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
No, dude said George Floyd.
oh, dude said
George, what?
Dude said George Floyid.
Wow, you serious?
And so the interview, but not like as a joke. Like, these are real people who are just dumb as shit, right? So they answer things incorrectly, but what he always does is he looks right at the camera and he says, yes.
Always. No matter what it is. He's great. He's great.
How many stars are in the American flag? Like, 17? Yes.
Always. They're always right when they're always so wrong. If you were born 10 years ago, how old are you today? 22. He's like, yes.
It's amazing. He asked someone, if you make $10,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
How much money will you make in a year? And she said, I don't know, like $1,000? And he says, yes. It's just the way he deadpans the yes. Is so great. So I found him on TikTok.
That guy should be rich. You know? Because it makes me laugh. Sometimes I see people that are like these social media people and it's like, wow, this person makes like $1 million a month. And you're like, oh, like I can do that. This guy, like, I don't know, for whatever reason, I see him, I'm like, I hope this guy gets rich. I hope this guy gets rich off of this.
He
makes me laugh. He seems to get it. I hope he gets rich, and hopefully he doesn't have some sort of controversy down the road.
You know, the thing I worry about with him, I don't worry about controversy with him. What I worry about, and his name is Justin Awad, and that's my dad's, Awad is my dad's name. So that's why I'm like, wow, all right. But what I worry about him is, do you remember Sarah Cooper? Do any of you guys remember Sarah Cooper?
She had an incredible Trump, and then all of a sudden fell off the face of the
because
planet.
That was the only thing she had. It wasn't even an incredible Trump. She had a very rare impression thing where she doesn't do the voice,
right?
But she did the mannerism.
Like a voiceover.
She would play actual Trump audio and then act it out, like as if she was, you know, doing all the squints and the fingers and all, like, and
but like if you put the things side by side, they're identical.
That was peak pandemic TikTok.
Oh, very. Yeah. And she was amazing at it. And she got a Netflix deal and got a Netflix special, and that shit was boring. Cause turns out she was a one trick pony. You know?
That's kind of like what do you do in that situation, right? Because like sometimes you're a one trick pony. And it's a good trick, mm-hmm. right? But then you quickly realize, like, this person, not a three-trick pony. Mm. You know what I mean?
Not even two tricks.
Trying to be a two-trick, trying to be a three-trick.
How many tricks can you have?
Well, that's the question, because some people
got unlimited tricks.
Some people's tricks is good enough, though, right? Where it's like, we're trying to do two, three tricks. Let's just stick to the one. Let's play the hits. You know what I mean?
Like Vince Vaughn? Is Vince Vaughn a one-trick pony that just plays the hits? And I don't mind, because that hit keeps hitting.
It slaps, yeah.
That first hour of Wedding Crashers is as good as peak Vince Vaughn as you'll ever get.
Erroneous! Erroneous!
Right.
Erroneous on all counts.
He's got that new show with Bill Lawrence now. Come on now.
That movie. But he owns that movie.
He's
for
tried
an hour.
To do Serious a couple times. Psycho.
Yeah,
Psycho.
He did Psycho. Yeah.
I mean, True Detective season 2 is kind of
Yeah,
going
True Detective,
for it.
Yeah. But Psycho was early on because, remember, he did Swingers and then he got Jurassic Park Lost World.
Did you see Made?
I did see Made. I love Made.
Dude, Made is so underrated.
I love
Not
Made.
Enough people talk about Made. And if you have like the DVD, I don't know if you would. But like if you look at the bonus features, there's like, no lie, like 2 hours of deleted scenes.
Really?
Where it's just him and Favreau and Columbo just shooting the shit. Like just Peter Falk, not actually Columbo. But like just them in the office just like shooting the shit. And you could tell like there's a very loose script here and they were just doing whatever the hell that they wanted. And some of that stuff was better than what actually made it into the thing. And Faison Love was great also.
Oh, yeah.
Faison Love. Criminally underrated. Yeah. And Diddy was in there.
Diddy was pretty good in there.
Diddy wasn't bad in there.
Criminally underrated.
The Red Dragon also. The Red Dragon was kind of like a
big
dud casting. You know what I mean?
I feel like if Billy were a cast member of Cinephobe, he would file the most movies out of anyone on the show.
No. No one's ever beaten freaking Zach. Zach files everything.
Files his own.
Did he file Roadhouse?
Yes, he did.
Did he file Point Break?
We didn't do Point Break. I don't think it qualifies.
No?
Yeah.
The second one?
There's two, right?
The new Point Break? He was talking about the Swayze.
I'm talking about the OG one, the original.
I don't think the OG one is eligible. We talked about it once.
Let's take a look. Hold on. Point Break. Rock.
While you look that up, we have a new Suey category to unveil.
Oh, boy.
This one
is for best laugh over the course of the last 12 months.
And it's loaded. Generally, this is like a 45-second category because laughs are obviously very quick. Usually, we have like 20, 25. This is 3.5 minutes.
Chris, I feel like your accounting this year has been much improved.
Well, with a lot of help, Rage Against Twitter. Yeah. I got to shout him out. Yeti Blanc has been helping me out. Now that we're Metal Arkers, I had some help underneath me.
That's fantastic.
Not to paint a terrible visual.
They're asking me for all of this personal information just to get the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Here is this year's nominees for Best Laugh.
And now the SUI nominees for Best Laugh. Nick Offerman. Sam Madison.
The Cajun one.
Tom Haberstroh. Tom Haberstroh again. Billy Gill. Todd McShay. Mike Ryan. Ron McGill.
Oh, Dan.
Kayvon Thibodeau. Mike Golick Sr. Poppy Lebatard. Patrick Ruby. Stugatz. Kate Fagan. Judd Apatow. Roy Bellamy. Jessica Smetana. Adnan Virk. Adnan Virk again. Amin El Hassan.
Yeah.
Amin El Hassan again. Jeremy Taché. Michelle Beadle. Howard Bryant. Baby Lando Norris. Ricky Williams. Stan Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy again. David Sampson. Chris Whittingham. Rob Delaney.
Any
Joey Chestnut. Tony Colatiude. Mike Schur. Mike Breen. Brad Williams. Andrew Hawkins. Chris Cody. Petros Papadakis. Jason McCourty. Greg Cody.
Funny.
Greg Cody again.
You okay?
Tony Khan. Renick Soholt. Tony Baselli. John Taffer. Kevin Harlan. Jamel Hill. Juju Gotti. Justin Jefferson. Marshall Faulk. Paul O'Neill.
Perez Hilton. Jimmy Johnson.
Tracy McGrady. Tim Kirchen. Tom Rinaldi. Inexplicably, former NFL player and actor Ed Marinaro.
You come back on Monday? We'll talk to you on Monday.
Oh, please. No, seriously.
Where are you going to call me?
The guy who plays Elvis, the Kingfish mascot.
I mean, nice effort by you.
With the laughter? Those were both fake laughs.
A couple of good fake ones, yeah.
Very good. Very. I could tell when I'm doing a fake laugh. When it's like, that's me. Just like, I'm trying to go along with it. Stugatz had a pretty good fake laugh in there as well.
Does he have any other kind of laugh?
I've heard Stugatz laugh for real.
Have you? Billy, how are you feeling in general about the Stugatz laughing experience that you have to edit out of Stupidities and God Bless Football?
His real laugh is a lot quieter than his fake laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like when he does the like extended laugh, it's kind of a tell. The real laugh, sometimes he'll back up and you can see it on his face more when it's a real laugh.
His real one's kind of like.
It's more subdued and devious. Yeah. His fake laugh, yeah.
Hey, remember, I had to produce that supercut of Stugatz's laughter.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
a torturous experience.
You should have just looped it, honestly.
Or quit.
Quitting would have been the best option for me. Or drink. I should have drank.
That's a fake one.
So anyways.
That's fake.
The surfing movie, the first one, doesn't qualify. Point Break, the first one doesn't. The second one, overqualified, if anything.
Are we doing a fake laugh off right here? Okay, here we go.
We could not do that.
Ooh, maybe I should introduce a little bit of a high-pitched squeal to like further sell my fake laugh. Like, right? That
sounded natural.
Real.
Yeah,
because who would laugh like that like on purpose?
You got to go high. Then normal, then high again, and then normal. You know what I mean?
Okay, wait. No, no, I sound like the Joker there. No, no, no. You gotta go.
And throw in a snort, throw in a snort. There you go.
That snort's good. It's sinister. That's a, like the haunted. It's something
you
that
okay?
I feel like I hear in a haunted house.
Best laugh 2023. Sueys, I'm coming at it. You ever been around someone who laughs like that for real?
Yeah, like Pee Wee Herman.
Who laughs like that?
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.